Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz, and I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call. Our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put us in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's said that it's better than a cup of coffee. And I think it's better because coffee dissipates, and you can absorb this and retain it forever. You know, think about this. If you understood 25% of the social styles better than you have understood them in the past, you'd have a better chance of increasing your sales and improving your overall communications with everyone in your life, especially if the social style that you understood a little better was yours. Today's topic, understanding the analytical social style, understanding analytical people. You know, there's a little recap. There's four reasons why social styles are so important, and the recap is from last week. So if you haven't listened to last week, you could go back and listen to last week. But four reasons why social styles are so important. The first one, because there are only four. The second reason is you're only one. Your primary social style is only one of the four. The third reason is 75%, or three out of four social styles, don't understand you. And the fourth reason, which I think is the most powerful, is that a leader takes responsibility for understanding them, the other three social styles. So, in understanding social styles, you know, the first task is understanding our own social style. And learn it really well. Learn your social style really well, and then study the others with a passion. And I think you'll find that you'll fall in love with people. We are amazing. You know, have you ever heard this question? Why are some people so difficult to figure out? The answer begins with, do you know your own social style? Because if you know your own social style, then you can answer, why are people so difficult to figure out? You know, and you'll realize that they aren't as difficult to figure out as they may appear. You know, I'll break down the social style quadrants again. At 10 o'clock is the analytical. That's the top left corner. At 2 o'clock is the driver. At 4 o'clock, the expressive. At 8 o'clock, the amiable. And I use some animals to give us an image of the type of personality that each has. So the analytical is a giraffe, methodical thinker, slow-moving, but reliable, dependable. The driver is a lion, quick to lead, strong personality, take charge, quick decision maker. The expressive is a monkey, fun to be around, enthusiastic and encouraging. The amiable is a turtle. Another one, a little methodical, not confrontational, supportive, relationship-oriented, caring. So which one are you? Well, let's see if you might be the analytical, okay? Who's the analytical in the crowd today? That's the topic, understanding analytical people. So these four guys, they work together. And in the company that they work for, Alan, the analytical, is the president. Dan, the driver, he's the sales manager. Elliot, the expressive guy, he's sales support. And Ben, the amiable guy, he's the sales engineer. So Dan, he has this project come in. He's one of his sales guys is out there beating the street, finds a lead goes out and meets with the customer and collects all the information about the prospect and brings it back. but it's over his head. So he turns it over to Dan. So Dan, the driver, he's looking at the information. He's, we can make this sale. We can get this customer. If we get this customer, it'll be the biggest customer we've ever earned. So Dan is getting really poignant. He's determined. He's going to find all of the variables in this proposal and make sure that they cover every single one. So he goes to Elliot, the sales support guy, and he's describing what's sitting on his desk to Elliot. And so they start to talk about it, but Elliot, he's so excited. The sales guy walks by who brings it in. Elliot gets up, he's, dude, this is great. And he just gets all talkative, all excited, encouraging. Wow, praising this guy for finding a big prospect like this. And Dan's getting kind of frustrated. Dan's like, hey, Elliot, can you sit down? We need to work on this. And yeah, sure. And Elliot sits down. And then Elliot's strategizing with Dan, but, I mean, Elliot is just fidgeting, like, to no end. He's in his seat just fidgeting because he's so darn excited about this opportunity. And then Ben walks by, the amiable, and he's the sales engineer. And Dan doesn't see him walk by because Dan's on the whiteboard drawing out the strategy. You know, he's just getting a handle on this thing. And Ben walks by. Elliot catches him out of the corner of his eye, and Elliot's, hey, Ben, you got to get in here. We need your help on this. Because Ben's the sales engineer. And Ben walks in, kind of taken by surprise, because Elliot's like, get in here. And Ben's like, whoa, wait a second, you know. And as Ben's listening to Elliot, he's kind of backing away towards the door, because Elliot's so excited, he's coming on way too strong. And remember, this amiable guy, man, he just likes to make sure that the details are good, and, you know, he's the sales engineer. So he's got to go back into his lab, and he doesn't have his notepad, so he can't even concentrate. Poor Ben, he's lost. It's like, man, I can't handle this guy. He's off the charts. It's 8:30 in the morning, and I can't shut him up to even ask a question. And so Ben just kind of, he's backing towards the door like a turtle, just kind of withdrawing his head into his shell, you know. And then Alan walks by also, you know, because it's early in the morning, and Alan's just rolling in, right? He's the president. He had some other things to do. He's rolling in, and he sees Ben. He catches Ben's demeanor at the door, and he sees Elliot bouncing off the walls with excitement. And in Alan's wisdom, because he's led this company for a long time, he's an analytical guy, he's been president for a while, and he gets the idea that something good must be going on, because they're not fighting. But Elliot is so far off the charts, excited. He's like, okay, so what's going on here? And Ben says to Alan, he says, well, we got this big opportunity, but I'm trying to wait for Elliot to just kind of calm down so I can ask some questions. And, of course, I'm chuckling when I'm saying that, but Ben wasn't chuckling, because it's pushing Ben's hot buttons. Ben's starting to get irritated at Elliot. And so Alan steps in, again, just simply because he's the president and he's got the authority, he could step in and he could say, you know, hey, Ben, can you calm down a minute, Ben? I mean, I know there's something really exciting going on here, and I want to hear about it, but Ben's got something he's working on that I've asked him to do. Can he ask you a few questions? And Elliot's, oh, yeah, sure, sorry. And so Elliot tries to sit down. And then Ben is looking at Dan, and Ben asks a question of Dan, you know, the sales manager who's on the whiteboard kind of drawing out what the strategy is going to be to close this sale. The driver, you know, he knows what's going on. You don't ever question a driver because they know what the heck they're doing, right? Most of the time, you know, but, you know, we're all human. So Ben, this amiable guy, asked Dan, the driver, a question, and Dan's like, well, what do you mean? I mean, can't you see this? And so now Ben looks at Alan, and he's like, really? I can't even ask a question, he's thinking. He's like, And Alan picks up on this. He realizes his team is out of sync. They're not communicating effectively. And the reason they're not communicating effectively is because in their own way, they're all excited about this big project. But that's the thing, is they're in their own way. And when they start to realize, because of Alan's interjections, hey, Dan, it's okay, be a little patient with Ben. Just answer his question. And Ben gets validated. Alan tells Elliot, okay, Elliot, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but Dan's in the proposal development mode. So can we tone down the praise and stuff and all of the excitement and just kind of focus on what Dan needs? Dan is validated. Dan is like, that's right, I know what I'm doing here. I just need some sales support. I don't need somebody telling me how to sell. It's kind of the mentality. You see, so Alan, the analytical guy, he comes in, that giraffe just kind of walks in to the energetic situation, and in each of their own ways, he sees that his team is all excited, but because they're excited in their own social style, they're pissing each other off. So when do we accidentally piss somebody off in our life? When they're just being themselves and we don't recognize it. We need to look for each other's strengths, but sometimes to look for our strengths, we have to look at our weaknesses. And that's not easy. So with the followers being who they are, like Dan, the driver, he's the sales manager, Elliot, sales support, the expressive, okay? So a follower, these followers in this situation, Alan being the leader, he's got to learn this about a driver. Because here's some characteristics of what a driver follower needs. He needs options or alternatives for completing the task. So, for example, Alan says to Elliot, who's sales support, he says, Elliot, can you calm down and just kind of focus on what Dan's looking for? Help him. Just don't get all excited again. Just look at what he's putting together as far as the sales process and fill in those gaps. Okay, so that's what the sales support is supposed to do. Cover our backs and look at where we might be missing something. But then the driver also needs, as a follower, needs the freedom to select. And Alan, instructing Elliot, is giving Dan that freedom to draw the support from his sales support guy that he needs. And so Dan, as the driver, gets to feel in control because of that component of the sales process. Dan is in control. That's why he's the sales manager. An amiable follower, which was what Ben is, because he's the sales engineer, an amiable guy needs assurance that they will not be left alone to complete the task by themselves because they get overwhelmed. So that's why Ben was leaning towards Alan as he's got his back towards the door because he's withdrawing because of Elliot's energy. Ben's backing away, and Alan recognizes that. And so he just lets Ben know that he's there to support him so that he can get the information from Dan instead of Dan biting his head off with his question. And then an expressive follower. They need incentives for completing the tasks. And Alan knows that, and Alan knows that Elliot's all about recognition. So even though he asks Elliot to kind of tone it down, Elliot's time is coming. Because when they get the task to completion to where they're ready to present, Alan knows, go to Ben, great job, good input, things like that. So an analytical person, they have the strength to dissect a situation. They have the ability to recognize specific components in certain situations a little quicker simply because they operate with this overview like a giraffe, and their mind goes to detail oriented. So I want to leave you with this, you know. Henry Ford said, "Who ought to be the boss?" is like asking, "Who ought to be the tenor in a quartet?" Obviously, the man who can sing tenor. So, looking for the characteristics in the people around us help us identify them as a social style and what communication they need, but also ourselves and how we need to be with them. So in the people you run into today, look for their strengths and look for their personality. Are they the giraffe, the lion, the turtle, or the monkey? And I guarantee you, you're going to have fun doing that because I did. And, you know, if I have fun at something, so can you guys, right? So with that, I'll leave you with the one reminder we always like to lean on throughout the day is that in our challenges in life, remember that we have greatness inside us and we can persevere. Have a fantastic day.